Oh yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of that one sports show you love to turn up until your nose bleeds buttermilk. KBMF 102.5 brings you Rocks Jocks. I'm the metal man, Sean Rocks, champion horseshoe pitcher and 1974 Montana State hoop shoot champion. Welcome to the doldrums of October, Rocktober, as we get ready to gear it up and get into the non-doldrums of October, because all four major sports will be in action to bet on and pay the rent. And I like that. Let's go locally, because I do feel like I live in Loserville this week. As for all three of our beloved teams ended up losers. Yes, our number 11 ranked Montana Tech Ore Diggers, on their quest for a national championship, took a big stumble as they lost last weekend, ruining their hopes for a national title, I believe. Butte High goes up to Helena. They're in the catbird seat of the playoff positioning. They proceed to get their heads handed to them by Helena. But they still have their fate in their own hands, as they will smoke the other Helena team here in Naranchi Stadium this Thursday night, senior night. And then they will proceed to hit the playoffs and take care of them bumbling Bozeman Hawks. Meanwhile, Butte Central played Dillon and the Dillon Beavers, who should be a double A team, proceeded to give Butte Central a good old butt kicking. So, three beloved teams in Butte, Montana, and three beloved teams that lost. And next week will be a different story, I hope. All right, let's go nationally, as we like to celebrate hockey season starting in my beloved Washington Capitals on their quest for another title. The Las Vegas Golden Knights are the defending champions, and we'll intermittently throughout the season keep you updated on what's going on in the NHL. NHL action is it's really fun to watch if you're there in the arena. baseball playoffs. Oh my. You got your Phillies still hanging in there. Don't be silly. Root for Philly. Astros against the Rangers. Phillies and the Diamondbacks to meet. Winners meet in the World Series. I'll take the Phillies and the Astros. How's that grab your little hanger hair? All right, let's go to the NFL. That's where the beloved Atlanta Falcons lost to my ex-beloved, the Washington Commanders, without Taylor Heinicke getting to the field. I told you, they should have broke out the secret weapon, Taylor Heinicke. But it looks like Desmond Ritter had three interceptions. Could have signed his bench warrant. Get it? Let's hope so. So my main man, Taylor Heinicke, gets out on that field, takes Atlanta to the playoffs. John Amos, beloved Detroit Lions, are 5-1, and are they for real? I've been kind of a Detroit Lion fan in my life, so I know that they set you up for a huge fall all the time. Let's hope they don't set our beloved John Amy up for the fall this year, as they are playing really good football. I still don't have full belief in Jared Goff yet. Let's go elsewhere around the league, as there was upsets galore. Philly gets beat by the Jets. 49ers get beat by the Browns. And those pesky little New York Giants, well, They had it, and they blew it. I feel bad for Giant fans this year, that's for sure. But happy for Jet fans this week. The Rams smoked the Cardinals. Lions, like we said, smoked the Buccaneers. Patriots lose again. Is Bill Belichick on his way out? I think so. Jags over the Colts. The Vikings get off the snide, beat the Bears, and the Bengals beat the Seahawks. So, NFL action in full motion. NHL action in full motion. And Major League Baseball playoffs in full action. It's a great day to be a sports freak like myself. All right. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the metal man, Sean Rocks, wishing you a happy, happy day. Peace, love, rock and roll.